Good morning, mic check, and we are a go. Here we go. Well, welcome to the Chris Zaffiro podcast. I am Chris, and this is the third episode. Very exciting stuff. First and foremost, I actually got a request to do the episode, so that's pretty exciting. It means folks are listening. The past two episodes, not too good, so that's a little bit weird, but whatevs. And it's good to know. It's good to know that folks are listening out there. I appreciate y'all. So here we go, on request, episode 3. As you know, if you've listened to the first two, which I highly probably don't recommend, maybe start at 3. I don't know. If you're starting at 3, no need to go back. You can go back if you want to. And the past two episodes, I've rambled on about more or less just the setup. A lot of behind-the-scenes things. We're not going to do that here today, so. Today I'm just going to jump in and start talking about life, right? Normal old life. I can tell you, as soon as I hit the record button to begin the podcast, as you probably can hear, a guy next door decided to have his landscapers come on over and start landscaping away. So, in addition to that, they also decided it would be a good idea to let their dog out. So if you hear the dog barking, there's a good chance that CZP is on a roll and we are ready to go. And I'm trying to set the world record for most background noise in a podcast. We'll see how it goes. Anywho, hope y'all are having a good week. I am just beginning my week here. Hope yours is off to a great start. Mine is not going too bad. Pretty good stuff. I recently got this book for, it's like puzzles and brain teasers and stuff of that sort. You know, getting a little bit older, so making sure I'm staying sharp as possible. It's a scary notion, right? Starting to slip. Everything's starting to slip. Got to stay fresh. I am a personal trainer, so I have no problem getting to the gym. I do not like reading as much, but I've been trying. I'm going to be really transparent with you. Up until last year, I had read zero books. I can read. I read a couple chapters in a couple different books, some of them mostly. All right, the one book that I read was a comic book. It was a Batman book back in the day. We like Batman. I don't know. And I didn't make it through the full book. I got about one, maybe two chapters in. Very, very boring. Didn't like it. Put the book down. Never read again. Until last year. Last year I went crazy. I started a collection of random books and started reading my little butt off. You guys will be very proud to know that as of last year, I am up to, I don't even know how many books. There's a whole shelf of books that I've read here. It's got to be like 20 books, I don't know, something like that. So I'm bragging. Yeah, you went to school and all that, but I read 20 books. So boom. And nope, none of them have any validity to anything that's productive in my life. However, it is fun. So there we are. We're reading our little butts off. Alrighty. Well, let's get right on into it. So recently, my wife and I have decided that we were going to get a new car. This is the beginning of the year. We're like, this year we're getting a new car. Right? We've had a Camry for many years. Awesome car. Really enjoyed it. Also, my first brand new car I ever bought in my life. That was a lot of fun. Other than that, a whole bunch of used cars. I liked them. They were fine. But the Camry definitely had its perks, being brand new and all that. And now we beat the crap out of it after about 6 years. And it's time to get a new car as well. So initially, I was like, oh man, we should get a pickup truck. We live out in Hawaii. Pickup truck makes a lot of sense. A lot of things you can do with that. And then my wife started looking into the Teslas, which I had also looked into. And I'm going to be honest, we both got pretty excited about it. We really want a Tesla. And then life happened. And now people are running amok in the streets attacking Teslas. And I got to be honest with you, my initial thought was, well, it's not really worth it, you know? Get a brand new car, go out there in the morning, just trying to start your day. Somebody spray painted it. God forbid you catch them in the act of spray painting it or lighting it on fire or whatever people are doing out there. And I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you really, really bad. It's going to be a bad day. Hopefully you're a small person because, you know, maybe I'll get hurt. I don't know. But I will attack. And that to me, yep, see that dog? That dog means that the podcast is going on. It's my neighbor. And she likes to let her dog out all the time. That's a big old Rottweiler over there, ladies and gentlemen. That's the voice you're hearing in the background. Nice dog. I like the dog. Owner, not so much. Dog, very cool. Tis what it is. And I will continue rambling on about the Tesla now. So, we're going to get a Tesla. We're excited about it. people start crushing the Teslas and stuff, trying to destroy this guy's business. Not too excited about that. Definitely not excited about having to defend my car on day one. That wouldn't be good. And so I came up with a solution. You know, I'm a problem solver. That's what I like to do. And solution to this problem is the Byrna LE. Y'all know what that is? I don't know. If you know what that is, that's great. And if you don't know what it is, guess what? I'm going to tell you right now. The Byrna LE launcher is a powerful paintball gun that can shoot a whole bunch of different projectiles, right? Two types of projectiles that I'm super, super jazzed about. The first is called a kinetic round. This is a hardened paintball, I guess. Let's put it that way. It's a 50 cal paintball, you know. And this one is a hardened plastic ball. So if you get hit with that, that hurts pretty bad, you know. I'm gonna get the little stats up here on the Byrna, so I'm not messing things up. But yeah, it's a hard paintball. It does not bust, so you can reuse these things. So it'd be really good for training and stuff like that. Or if you just want to bust somebody up the side of the head with a hardened ball, that also makes some sense to me. So, and that's kind of what I was going to use it for, is more the shooting them in the head with it. You know, I think that makes some sense if you're destroying my property. I think that's totally okay. Yep. Yep. All right. Well, let's see what we got here. All right. First and foremost, the Byrna is a pistol. It comes in two colors from what I'm seeing. It's got like an orange one. Probably get the orange one. The other one's all black and it really looks like a pistol. So just saying, safety wise, you know, you're pulling this guy out. You probably want an orange gun. This way it doesn't get mistaken with a real gun and avoid a whole bunch of problems there. It's a kit. It comes with the launcher. It comes with 2 5-round magazines. It comes with inert training projectiles. The kinetic projectiles, those little white ball things I was telling you about, those are awesome. Comes with an eco-kinetic projectile, which I have no idea what that is. I think these are like marker rounds, you know. It's got like, I don't know, powder or paint in it or something of that sort. And then it also comes with 2 12-gram CO2 cartridges, which is how this thing functions. So I've been researching the crap out of these things these past few days, and this thing is pretty badass. It's supposedly the most high-powered pepper ball launcher that you can get on the market. I think it's like 330 feet per second, an effective range of about 60 feet. So, again, if you're walking out to your car, somebody's messing with it, pull out the Byrna, maybe deter them from doing that ever again, you know? It also has an extremely high concentrate of, you know, the pepper ball they use. They use a high concentrate or whatever they're doing to make people's face burn off. And it's supposed to be a very high standard of that. So that's exciting. That's exciting as well, right? My thoughts, right, just hear me out, is maybe the first one's that hard ball, just in the face or something like that. Probably the chest. Just keep it safe. I don't know what's going to happen, you know. Maybe people have a soft skull. It's not a good idea to bust them in the head with a hardened nodule thing. And then that second round is just that pepper, just pop, 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 right in the chest, like 2 or 3 of them. And that's going to be a bad day for that thief. That is not going to be good. I don't know if he's a thief, but he's definitely a vandal of sorts in this scenario, right? Anyway, I think that would be pretty cool. Oh, yeah, it's in right here. Oh, look, I was way off. It fires a .68 caliber round at a speed of up to 340 feet per second. Ooh, it's got a new trigger design. That's exciting. It's a much smoother and lighter trigger pull. That's good. That's good. I was in the Marines for a bit, so a light trigger pull is always something you want. You don't want to be mucking around with the trigger and messing up your shot. Anyway, I think that would be very, very cool. I'm kind of excited about it. I had a real-life situation where I could have used this the other day, right? So I'm out there in the garage, minding my business, doing my workout, and just finishing up. So I'm kind of wrapping it all up. And I see this truck pull in, not from the neighborhood, whatever, right? We live in a cul-de-sac, people pull down here all the time. Person turns around, and they kind of like moving a little bit slow, you know, scoping the area out. So I'm like, oh, all right, that's weird, but whatever. I see the dude walk by and stuff, so now I know who it is. I see the person, I see the car, I got it in my head. Well, about 30 minutes later, that same vehicle and the same driver come back, and they pull up one of my neighbor's driveways. So I'm like, oh, all right, maybe they just didn't know where the house was, and now they got it. So Yeah, that's not the case. So about 2.5 seconds later, he pulls down the driveway, turns around again, creeps around the cul-de-sac, kind of scoping things out, and then takes off. And I'm like, all right, that's not normal. Anyway, I'm definitely locked on this car now. Sure as shit, a couple minutes later, maybe 30 minutes later, dude comes back again. I'm like, damn, this dude is trying to get fucked up. This is not good. I'm watching him. He comes down, does the same shit again, but then stops at the end of the driveway over here. And now I'm really on it. Now I'm like, all right, this guy is definitely coming back tonight. So I'm just keeping my eyes and ears peeled at night. Night comes around. I'm getting into the shower, and I hear a vehicle pull on the block. I jump up on the sill of the bathtub there, and I'm looking out the window. And sure shit, it is that vehicle. And they have stopped right at the base of the driveway. For the garage over here at this house. And that's not good. So I turn the shower off. I get all my stuff together. I creep out of the back of the house. Ooh, we got more puppies. We got a lot of puppies on here. Anyway, shower's off. Creeping around the back side of the house. And I perch myself in my little hiding spot that I use in case you decide to walk into the garage. So make it the worst decision you've ever made. This is a very good vantage point. You definitely are not seeing me, so. I start thinking to myself, like, you know, I really don't want to hurt somebody that bad if they come in here. Like, I don't want to get fucked up and fuck my life up because this person's an idiot. So, yeah, we've got some escalation of force decisions to make here. You know, we just send in some warning shots or we're jumping right into action. I'm probably jumping into action first. I'm going to be honest with you. That's probably your best bet in this scenario. It's, you know, better to be alive and in trouble, you know what I'm saying, than dead for no reason. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what people are doing out here, but. That's what it is. So, anyway, situation ensued. I just watched this kid for a little while. You know, he's just kind of like standing outside the car now. Now I'm like, all right, that's even weirder. Like, you know, I'm saying, like, what is this kid doing? And give it a little while longer. Kid goes back in his car, and I'm like, oh, this guy sucks at stealing shit, you know? And then all of a sudden, one of the neighbor kids comes out. And he walks over to the car and stuff. And just side note, he seems to be eating a bowl of something. And then he drops his spoon, right? Does he pick the fucking spoon up? No. He leaves the spoon in the middle of the fucking street. Who does this? Who eats cereal like that? You know? I don't know if it was cereal. But I'm saying, who eats like that? You drop the spoon, you're going to leave it in the street? Anyway, kid gets into the car. Sits in the car for about 5 minutes. Gets out. Does not retrieve the spoon still. I'm bummed out about this spoon. I was thinking to myself, like, this is not good personal property maintenance, you know? So, the kid goes back in the house. I chalked it up to some sort of drug deal of some sort, or maybe kid's just smoking pot out there. I don't really know what he's doing, but he went back in the house and all was well. I did retrieve the spoon. I cleaned the spoon, and then I gave it back to the other neighbor, the more responsible of the two, the one who cares about the spoons. And the spoon has found its way home. But I was thinking to myself, man, if I had this burner, that would be a totally different scenario. You know what I'm saying? The kid's just sitting out there. I could have easily crept within like 10 feet of where this kid was, not paying attention at all. That would have been great. You know what I'm saying? A couple of those like little pepper ball rounds. It's got like a 2 meter diameter of the powder, you know, kind of like bust out from the impact zone. It was within 2 meters of that impact zone. Boom. That would have been real bad news. I'm talking snot bubbles and tears. This kid's on the ground, rolling around. And then it's on you. You know what I'm saying? You do what you need to do with this and stuff like that. I'm saying zip ties to CIA shit. You know what I'm saying? Just creep up on this dude. Oh, my God. Are you okay? You know, wipe his face. Start asking questions. He's definitely going to answer them. What are you doing out here, buddy? You're waiting for somebody? Yeah, I was waiting for the neighbor. Okay, well, he's not a threat. I'll wipe him off. Get out of here. You know, see you later. And he has no idea where the balls came from. You know what I'm saying? It's just a random happenstance. He'll figure it out later. But I was thinking that would be great. That would be an awesome use of this pepper ball gun. So missed opportunities, right? Well, I think if we end up getting that Tesla, hopefully it doesn't go that route, but maybe more opportunities will be had. Very, very excited about that. I personally think I'm getting that burner first, and then we'll go get that Tesla. I do want a pickup truck, too. Maybe we'll get both. We'll see. We'll see how hard we feel like working this year. I don't know. We'll see what it is. But yeah, other than that, you know, not too much going on as far as vehicles and things that we want to purchase. Just a little pepper ball gun and that Tesla. That'd be very cool. furthermore in life, what is going on. So I mentioned before in some of the previous podcasts, I am a fitness coach, personal trainer, and I've had the opportunity and good fortune to be able to train one of my son's football and baseball teams with some speed and agility stuff, which is really cool. I also have two other sons. I have an older son, and then we've got a younger son. Younger son, not ready yet, but I fear for when he is. He's an aggressive little one, and I think he's going to do good out there. Older one is just awesome at sports. I mean, he's just fantastic, like super, super talented athlete. And yeah, man, whatever he wants to do, he's going to be able to do. If he gets his mind straight and he's trying to do it, he'll do it. He's very athletic, very smart kid, cool kid. We lucked out. We have three awesome children, me and my wife, and we feel very fortunate about that. The middle one is my lovey kid, and he's just all love, man. He's just all about people and just a happy-go-lucky kid. He just wants to be smiling, and I can't be mad at that. I just want to be smiling, too. He didn't get daddy's angry sharks, you know? I got a little bit of the angry shark in it, so I'm not always smiling, if I'm being fully honest. Even when I'm not smiling, I'm still kind of having a good time. Yeah, just try to have a good time, you know? And I think that's our commonality there. Both of us just want to enjoy. So me and the second one are enjoyable people. We just want to have a good time. Maybe shoot somebody with a paintball, pepper ball round, you know? I don't know if he'd be into it or not. We'll train him up. We'll see what happens. But anyway, the oldest son, he is a soccer player right now. And today, I get to head over to his team and help them out with some speed and agility. So I'm kind of excited about that because he's in a 13-year-old age range, which is kind of fun. You know, the younger kids, it's just adorable. It's just fun to train these guys all day long. But, you know, the older ones, I feel like they pay a little bit more attention. So it'll be cool to see, you know, if that's the case or not. It also may not be the case. Maybe they don't pay attention. We'll find out, you know. We're going to go do it today, so I'm kind of excited about that. And really looking forward to getting that going on. If you're tracking right now, we're going on about 20 minutes. This landscaping crew has been out there. Now, my father owns a landscaping company back in New Jersey, and I can tell you, anything over 30 minutes on a property, you are losing money. So these guys are barreling down on a major pay loss today, if they're not out here in about 10 minutes. So we'll give it the 10 minutes. We'll see what happens. These things have been running just over 35 minutes. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on with the good people at the Next Door Neighbors Landscaping Company. They are blowing. They're blowing. That's good. They're wrapping up. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, I did do landscaping for quite some time, and I enjoy it. As much as you can enjoy that job, you know, it's hard work. You're in 10-12 hour days out in the sun, and people are nonstop just complaining about everything you do. You didn't blow out the bed. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, we're trying as hard as we can here. It's freaking hot, you know, so. So, PSA. So, if you have a landscaper, I would recommend a little compassion. You know, these guys are working hard. They're busting their ass out there. So, if they missed a leaf, and you really need the leaf to be gone, I mean, you can mention it gracefully, you know? Or just pick up the fucking leaf yourself. I don't know, man. You know, this guy's got to do 20,000 lawns a day. And, you know, this team over here, they're barreling down on a loss on this one property. So I'm assuming that's the case. That's not efficient. So, yeah, just give him a break, man. These guys are hot. Trying to make an honest living, you know? So a hydration drink or something like that maybe goes a long way. So your choice. You do what you got to do, but... Uh-oh, maybe they ended. That would be very exciting. That would be exciting. But, well, in addition to the Berna and the Tesla in my world, I think there's too much else going on, you know? Let me go get some notes here and stuff like that. See what we want to do here today. Alrighty. There's something we can do. So, over the... past 2 weekends, we've had some events, and the events have gone well, right? These have just been large gatherings of people, and so parties, barbecues, sleepovers, things like this, and there's been a bunch, right? We have 3 kids, all different age groups, a lot of stuff to do in the course of a day. We've been very fortunate to have great groups of people, really enjoy all of their company on the whole. Like, there's not a single person where I'm like, this sucks, you know? It's like, pretty good. And again, very fortunate to have that be the experience. But just gets busy and stuff. And I am not a drinker, right? I don't drink that much. I also have no self-control, right? So when I see people drinking, I'm like, man, I really want to drink that. On top of that, my wife is like a mixologist of sorts. Crazy, because she didn't really drink either. But she is a phenomenal cook. And anything she's ever made has been the best version of that thing I've ever eaten personally in my life. And she decided to step into the world of mixed drinks, right? So she starts making this lemon peel moonshine that, if you are lucky enough to get any of this in the course of your life, man, that's good for you. That is very, very good for you. I can tell you, as a person who doesn't drink, watching people drink this delicious beverage, a little stressful. I really want to take a sip. I'm gonna be honest, I do from time to time. I'll take two or three shots of that, and it's a very, very strong liquor too, so it gets you there real quick. Also feel the need at this point to note, this is just drinks we mix for our friends. We're just going to parties and sharing this with people. It's pretty amazing. And I watch people having a good time while they're drinking this, and they're getting looser and looser, and I'm just sitting there all tight, not drunk at all. I don't have a tasty beverage. To be honest, I get a little crabby about it. I'm like, man, this sucks. So I came up with a solution, because what I will do, I will eat me some gummies. You know what I'm talking about. Well, the solution I came up with, I call them liquid gummies. I made a t-shirt about it. And I'm going to be spreading the word about this to all my gummy friends out there. What you do, pay attention to this. This is very important. Liquid gummies, ladies and gentlemen. What you do is you take your gummy. You take some lukewarm water, and you put it into a small mason jar of sorts. I don't know, maybe 8 ounces of water, something like this, whatever you choose. You could do 4. Take as many of those gummy things as you'd like, and you put it inside the warm water, and then you seal the jar, right? Nice tight seal on it. And then you just leave that thing for a couple days. You shake it up from time to time. You're just trying to dissolve the gummies into the liquid, right? Well, what you've just created is liquid gummies, and I have to be honest with you, the application of this thing is great. I mean, you can mix this in any single beverage, and if you are at a party and you don't like liquor and everybody's drinking, well, then I recommend dump some of your liquid gummies into a non-alcoholic beverage, and now you too can enjoy the calming effect. Yeah, I lost my space. The calming effect of a beverage. That's all I got. I got nothing fancier to say. Yeah. Yeah. You just sit there and you drink with people and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And I was having a good time with it. I actually mixed mine with a hydration drink. And it just tasted incredible. And I was hydrated as shit for the next couple of days. The fail point of this is I didn't really have ratios to things, right? So let's say you put 3 gummies in this thing. Okay, well, 3 gummies to any volume of liquid is what you're going to get. So that means you got to drink all the liquid. I think I did 7.5 gummies or something of that nature. Maybe I just did the 7. And yeah, it was 7. And I put that into a gallon's worth of liquid, which is a lot of liquid to drink, man. And I'm trying to mix this with a hydration drink. So one of these little sleeves that it comes with is one drink. You're supposed to mix it with 8 ounces. Recommendation is not to maybe drink 3 or 4 of those, you know, because it's got a high concentrate of salt and all the other electrolytes and stuff like that that are in these things. I didn't pay attention to that. I just did my own thing. I mixed the drink in there. I was having a good time as I'm drinking, getting a little less focused, and I drank about 1/2 gallon of that liquid. Had to pee real bad. So then I was like, maybe I should back off that liquid a little bit. And I did. But, you know, next time I do this, I think I'm just going with the straight up moonshine recipe. And I think I'm going to add a little bit of, I don't think food coloring. No, not food coloring. I'm going to do like a country time mix, maybe some pink lemonade. I'm telling you this because if we're ever hanging out and moonshine's on the table, well, the lemon peel or yellow one is the one that has the strong alcohol in it. And if you see the pink one, unless you want to be floating and be all tingly all over your body, I recommend not touching that one. The pink lemonade will be the liquid gummies, and then the yellow will be the moonshine one from here on out. And both will taste delicious. Both will get you to where you want to go real quick. Just know where you want to go. You know what I'm saying? I still, from time to time, we'll probably have a shot or two of the regular old moonshine because it is delicious. But again, I'm not a big drinker on purpose. As a kid, I was a big drinker, and that was a problem. So I just identified that and decided to pull back on it a little bit. I think that makes some sense, you know? Got to assess yourself from time to time. And that's what I do. I assess myself all the time. Well, that being said, I had mentioned I enjoy working out quite a bit, and I have got myself two or three groups of people that will come on over different times, and I'll work out with them, and that is a lot of fun too. So also not conducive to be super drunk all the time, but yeah, that's where that liquid gummy comes in, and I can offer you this, a whole shit ton of that liquid gummy. Probably also not a good idea to be all liquid gummied out of your brain, because yeah, it's a little bit of a energy thing. The shift is on, you know. A little bit quieter. I'm a little quiet. I'm not quiet. I'm never quiet. Do you see me right now? You can't see me. If you could see me, you'd see me sitting in a chair talking to a microphone by myself. There's nobody here, and I'm just going. This has been 26 minutes straight, and I'm just talking my butt off. I don't stop talking, gummied or not. And that's the real deal. That's what's going on. So, well, I guess some of the other things that I've seen going on the computer, that we're going to scroll right now. Let's do this. I was trying to figure out ways to come up with good talking points for this. So, again, we're not going to really be going into, you know, the description boxes and telling you all these things, and I'm not doing the website thing today and all that, but the process is developing as we speak, and that I will speak on. So I've been trying to come up with ways to, oh, look at that. All right, there you go. We got our first talking point and stuff like this. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out a smooth way to do that. This will all be behind the scenes at some point. It'll just be flowy, and everybody will know, and you'll just be like, oh, that guy's looking at his phone. But yeah, that's what I've concluded as to what I will do. I will do this and stuff like this. So the first thing that pops up here is Jasmine Crockett and all that. That is a mess. That is an absolute mess. I don't know if you guys have been tracking this, but Jasmine Crockett is a member of Congress, and she is not a happy camper right now. She does not like the current president. She does not like his cabinet. And it doesn't sound like she likes very much of anything other than things that she likes. I'm not judging. I'm not trying to get into politics. I will talk about her personality. It sucks. I mean, it just sucks. I like watch her speak and immediately get agitated. I really don't like this person. And it has nothing to do with anything other than the way she talks is terrible. She's either bitching about stuff or yelling at you or going into this whole race thing. And I mean, it's just too much, man. It's terrible. On top of that, I have no idea. How are you a member of Congress and you just have the most unprofessional verbiage I've ever seen in my life? I mean, am I in the Twilight Zone? I have no idea what's going on anymore. And so this girl's cursing on the Congress forums. I mean, that happens, you know, you get heated and stuff. A curse slips out. That's fine. The way this person's doing it is just not it. I mean, there is zero professionalism. I will also note, you know, there's a lot of people that do that nowadays. It's, you know, you're in these professional jobs and you're just acting all crazy. And then you're looking at everybody else like it's their fault and making you act the way you're acting. But, you know, have self-control. You're in these positions, Congress, because you're supposed to be composed. You're supposed to be able to handle your emotions. And if you can't do it, then I'd say, you know, just like the teacher who's trying to work in that job so he gets the summers off, maybe don't do that job. You know what I'm saying? It's not for you. You know, I think if you're in government at all, you should genuinely want to help people, right? You should be able to do it in a manner where you can be bipartisan, you can talk to other people, but that's not the situation we're at right now and stuff. Hopefully it fixes itself, but I mean, that's it. And I guess that segues us right into another topic, you know, like your job, like what you do for work, like, right? Everybody goes after money or power. That's fine. You know, if you like those things, that's good. You can make a lot of money, have some power. That's cool. If it makes you a shitty person, why are you doing that, you know? I mean, if it's bringing out the worst in you, for me personally, I don't care how much money you have or how much power you're willing to offer me. If it's making me a terrible person, I don't want to do that work, you know? the work I chose to do, like I said, was personal training and coaching. It's very rewarding. I like it. Do I make the most money? No. Could I make more money? Probably. You know, but I found my groove, man. I like my people. I do what I do. That's what I enjoy. I enjoy the feedback, you know? When somebody comes up to you and they tell you, oh, man, you really helped me out and you fixed my life. You gave me a better quality of life. That's rewarding, you know? And I don't try to gouge people on money either. You know, I'd rather just that connection. I'd rather just that experience of knowing that I've changed somebody's life for the better. That makes sense to me. You know, if you're going into these jobs in government, Congress, Senate, whatever, I mean, shouldn't that be the mentality? Shouldn't that be what you're thinking about? Like, how can you help? It just doesn't make sense to me anymore. It just seems like we just all want to fight and everybody wants to be the person that's right. And it's not getting anything done, you know? I say on the whole, a lot of people doing terribly right now in these positions. And it's mostly to the one side. You know what I'm talking about. These guys, Jesus Christ, man. You know, you lost. Get out of your own way. Figure it out. Stop being a baby. You know, move on. I mean, yelling at everybody and reprimanding people like it's their fault. It's not. You know, we get to choose you. You don't get to reprimand somebody after that. I mean, you could, but watch how that works out for you. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Just go the route you're going and stuff and see if that fixes the problems that you're trying to get fixed. I guarantee you it's not going to do it. We talk about teachers or, you know, I was a Marine for a little while, right? I was in the Marines and there's a job. There's a job that you should genuinely want to save people's life, right? I can tell you honestly, I went into that with the wrong state of mind. I wanted to fix my life. And when I went there, my life changed. I don't have any regrets from it. I had a terrible experience there. But I can't honestly say that I went there to be a protector or to save people. I went into the infantry. It's just kind of like one of these situations where I just wanted to get out of the life I was in, have a little bit of a change of pace. So I decided to enlist in the military, and that's what I did. And I didn't go for the right reasons, and it didn't work out. I felt extremely unhappy, you know? I was dissatisfied. I was angry all the time. At the same time, I'm coming from a place I was already kind of feeling like that, you know? Feeling like everything I was doing meant nothing. It's not fulfilling, man. If you're going to pick a career, in my opinion, you should try to seek things that are rewarding to you, that fulfill you, you know? At least that's just my suggestion. I don't know. Do what you got to do. I'll also offer you, if money's your gig, yeah, right, because this is going to come up in conversation all the time whenever we're talking about work and all these things. If money's your thing, that's fine. You know, pursue money. If money's what you want, go get money and stuff. But, you know, I'd hate for you to be 50 years down the road. You got all the money in the world and stuff, and you're looking around. You can't trust anybody that's with you, you know, even your family members. Everybody's looking with their hand out, trying to get what you got. I mean, that's just got to be stressful, man, you know. I don't know. You know, for me, if I was going to pursue money, I would want to have so much of it that I could build up the people around me, right? So I think if money's the gig, know why you want the money. Is it just so that you're the man? I don't know if that's going to work out at the end of the day. Maybe it will. I don't know. Is it so that you can build something with that money, right? Organization, a place for people to go. I don't know. Something in the community and stuff. Those are admirable things to do. In my eyes, that's what I would want to pursue money for. If I ever go that route where I'm trying to get money and try to do it like that, these would be the things that I would pursue. I would want to build up my team, build up my family, and then I'd want to build things for the community to enjoy, to experience. Those are the things that I would pursue, but that's just me. Everybody's got to do their own thing. So in the meantime, well, let's just enjoy watching this Congress and this government try to figure it all out, because holy shit, man, these guys are going wild right now. That is a spectacle to watch. You know, and what I do, I get to talk to people all day long. That's kind of fun. I have a varied group of politically minded individuals, right? Like, everybody's different, right? Some people are on one side, some people on the other side, some people don't care. So I get all these opinions on things and stuff. And I get into these debates with my clients all the time, right? Because my viewpoint is not their viewpoint at all, you know. And a lot of the one side, you know what I'm talking about when I say the one side. I think we all know who we're talking about. Anyway, the one side group. You guys just stop talking at this point. I mean, like, express yourself, right? You're right to your opinions and stuff like this, but it's inflammatory. Like, you're not saying anything of validity at all. Like, your points are terrible. You just cannot stop bringing up the other side when we're talking about something on your side. You just can't do it. Every single point that I've ever made or any topic that I had, and I'm not going one side or the other on this. I'm just stating my opinions on what I think. This is not, you know, for an affiliated side. I'm not this way or that way about things. But, I mean, I can't even make a simple point just about how I feel about it without somebody bringing up, you know, well, what did he do? What did that person do? In the future, I will note, I will start being a little more specific, but just feeling this out right now. We'll see where this goes. But yeah, man, I mean, I have a bunch of clients that are really cool people, very, very cool people, but as far as their political views or their opinions on life or where this is all going as a country is just kind of wild to me, man. Like, damn. And it feels like that we just all want to fight. Like, I don't think anybody's trying to resolve anything right now, right? You just want to be the one to prove your point, to convince the other person that that's what they should believe. That's a big problem. You know, people say this all the time. We've been hearing this for the past, like, 3, 4, 5 years at this point. Everybody feels like their side or their viewpoint is so morally correct and the other side so incorrect that they have to somehow convince or validate the actions of their side or their group. I can tell you as a whole, it doesn't feel like the country people are doing good, right? Like, our country's people aren't necessarily doing too good, right? But yet we're going to sit here and bicker about these little points from either side. I'm going to be honest, I lost my space back there. Just bear with me. It'll come back. It'll come back. Liquid gummies, right? Ate too much liquid gummies. Drank too much liquid gummies. That shit works. I'm telling you. If you're looking for an experience, liquid gummy it up. I know this is a terrible segue between politics and liquid gummies, but that's where we're at. I don't know. We're trying shit out. The point I try to make with my clients, one or two of them specifically, is that at some point it becomes talking down to a person, you know? You're talking at me. You're not listening to any of the viewpoints that I have. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just stating my opinion. Maybe you're doing the same thing. Doesn't feel like that. Feels more directed. Feels more like you're trying to convince me. I don't like that feeling, you know? It's kind of rude. It suggests that perhaps you're at a higher intellectual state than I am. And maybe you are. I don't know, you know? Maybe I'm just not smart enough to deal with what you're saying. I offer you this. Maybe you're not smart enough to deal with what I'm saying. You know, it could go both ways. So instead of that, why don't we just either leave it alone or come up with something that works for us mutually, you know, which I don't think we're going to do right now because it just feels like everybody wants to fight. And I know this is a fighting year. We're going into it right now. Everybody's trying to get all riled up and go. So, and if that's the case, if we just all want to fight, then my other point that I try to make to my clients all the time is like, let's just go. Like, you know, like, what are we doing? We're going to talk more. We're going to hash these things out. It's kind of crazy. It's if you're feeling like you want to jump, I say at this point, just jump. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, get it over with. That's how shit was handled back in the day, right? You had an issue, you square up, you settle it, you move on, you respect the outcome. We can't do that right now. And I also offer you, probably not a good look, if we're going to go the route of these Tesla protester kind of people. That's not good, you know, that will have a reaction. And I feel like it's going to be a harsh one, you know. These are just my opinions. I'm not stating anybody should go do anything. That's not what I'm saying. Just my opinion on where it's at and where I see it going. And I'm not very important in this world, you know, so not in the world as a whole, but in the world of politics and all this. So, you know, again, I could just be talking nonsense. I get to watch people and how they behave all day long, and that's what I do, you know. I just kind of assess people's motivational scales or their goals and what they're trying to do and how you get to a goal and all that. So that's my background. That's what I'm proficient at. And if I'm watching everybody in the world right now and I'm looking at the goals that they're all having, looking at how they're trying to get there, I can tell you I don't think it's going to work out. I think this is just an inflammatory time period that we're in right now. And I sure wish it wasn't, you know? Because I feel like both sides have great people. I feel like once we can get past all of that, being right or being wrong or just trying to validate our points, as opposed to trying to convince somebody to be something, why don't we just try to understand the other side? You have understanding, then you can move forward productively, right? Without the understanding, again, you're just trying to convince people of things they don't want to be convinced of. It's going to lead to an argument. It's going to lead to a fight. It's going to lead to broken Teslas. It's going to lead to fires and all this. It's going to probably lead to me shooting you in the face with a kinetic round and then a pepper paintball round. And it's not going to be a good feeling, you know? And I sure as shit hope that when we get the gun, the little pepper paintball gun, and the Tesla, I sure as hell hope I don't have to use that thing. Because I don't like doing that. A little bit I like doing it. I don't want to do it, right? Because I don't want to hurt anybody. I definitely don't want to get in trouble on my own. And I prefer you to just leave my fucking shit alone, you know? If I buy something, it's because I like that. I don't know how destroying a car is going to somehow correct all of the political issues going on here. How is that making your point be heard? Other than you're just a whining child who doesn't know how to handle their emotions correctly. It's stupid. You look stupid when you do this stuff. Very, very stupid. Almost look as stupid as if you got shot in the face with a pepper paintball round. If you are right now a Tesla owner and you're on the R side and you're concerned about people damaging your property and you're going to take matters into your own hand, I highly, highly, highly recommend going less than lethal, right? I promise you it's not worth it. At the end of the day, no matter what, no matter how bad it hurts your ego, no matter how bad you feel about losing some money in a car and stuff like this, you know, don't go out there trying to fuck people up like that. Like, less than lethal is the way to go, you know? It's definitely effective. You get your rocks off. They will learn their lesson. And at the end of the day, they'll be okay and you'll be okay. You'll fix your car. Anyway, I really hope we can get it all together and stuff, but looks like I have rambled on past the 30-something minute mark, 35 minutes, whatever we're doing out here and stuff. So that will conclude today's ramblings, and I really appreciate anybody who's listening to this. They will get better and better, I promise. I'll stop talking about crazy shit and just start talking about life, right? CZP, baby. I appreciate everybody listening. Hope you guys have a great day. And until the next episode, I bid you adieu.